Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The government has announced a full external review of governance and culture at the Arts Council following a spend of nearly €7 million on a failed IT system. The Minister for the Arts, Patrick O'Donovan, said this morning that he's desperately angry about the Arts Council IT project and, he said, the waste of public money that cannot be recovered. Well, for more now, I'm joined on the line by Orla Lenehan, who's Assistant Professor in Corporate Governance with the University of Galway. Orla, thank you for being with us. This is a significant amount of public money in anyone's book. Now, you've been taking a look at the 2023 annual report from the Arts Council, which was published yesterday. Does it tell you, does it paint a picture of how this all started?
Good morning, Claire. It does. It paints a really interesting picture, albeit, quite a delayed publication of the report, it might be said. But when we read through the report, it's quite interesting because it's there is quite a little bit of an elaborate timeline of the events. So I think it might be helpful for your listeners if I outline the timeline of events and then we can maybe get into things a little bit more. So the work commenced on the project in 2019. And at this point, there was an initial budget of 2.9 million and an expected delivery date of 2021. However, when the initial deadline date was fast approaching, the expenditure budget was then increased to 3.5 million at that point, and the delivery date was pushed out and extended to 2022. Now, we're then told in the annual report that in 2022, multiple system failures were discovered with the system at that point. And it was at this point that the Arts Council say they terminated the contracts with the developers. However, this was not actually the end of the spending saga because the Arts Council's programme team attempted to rectify and complete the work at that point. So at this stage, the total revised budget had shot up to 6.5 million and there was now another new revised delivery date of late 2024. So we're looking at a situation within 3 years of the budget more than doubling and of course a delivery date now 3 years later. And the final twist in the tale occurred in 2023 when it was found that the project would actually not even meet the new 2024 delivery date. And it was at that point that the Arts Council paused the project, reviewed the options available, and the board then at that point in June 2024 made a decision to discontinue the project and purchased an off-the-shelf system at that point. Right. So that's the context and the background.
Do we know how much the off-the-shelf system was?
So in total, when we look at all of the loss, so they're including the purchase of the off-the-shelf system was approximately 2 million. So when they factor in all of the expenditure, the loss is coming in at 5.3 million.
Okay.
Because the total expenditure was 6.5, but they're stating that 1.2 million of that can be used with the new off-the-shelf system.
I wonder,
so we're looking at 5.3 million.
Is it being used? Is that new off-the-shelf system operational?
Has not been put into operation, is my understanding.
Right. Okay. So that's another question that needs to be answered is why.
So currently the 1.2 million is being viewed as an asset, if you like, that can be recouped. Mm. But that has not happened yet.
But the rest of it is...
So really the expenditure is 6.5 million.
Yeah. The rest of it is a litany of a disastrous attempt to rectify an early mistake. It's like chasing a loss, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually a psychological tendency that can maybe happen in all of us, but actually it's quite worrying when it happens with boards because the tendency, it's called escalation of commitment. And what can happen is that boards just maybe not able to admit that they were wrong initially and they tend to double down and they invest more time, more resources into a failing project, you know, long past the point maybe at which they should have moved on from it. And I think questions will need to be asked really around why did the board decide to stay the course with the project when clearly in 2022, you know, the outcome was not looking very, very favourable at that point.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't they buy the off-the-shelf product in the first place, which would have been cheaper than the initial...
That's a great question, Claire, because, you know, they mention actually, they came out with a public statement yesterday and they called the project ambitious and complex. And actually, ultimately, in the end, the reason why they decided to discontinue the project and purchase the off-the-shelf system was because there was a lower risk of non-delivery and it was a simpler solution to implement. Mm-hmm. So this actually speaks to the overall risk assessment that would have taken place in the first place. You know, for any large-scale capital project, there would have to be a robust risk assessment. Consideration given to the complexity of the project, the risk of delayed delivery, the risk of non-delivery, the risk of a product not being fit for purpose, all of which, of course, ended up turning through. And what the Arts Council have stated is that they did rely heavily on external advice and expertise, albeit we're not aware of who provided that external advice and expertise. This isn't an issue from a governance point of view. It's quite common for boards to rely on external advice, but the advice needs to be used as an input into board decision making. It should not be accepted without question. Board members need to apply their own judgment and use external advice as a source of insight rather than as the ultimate authority on any of these large decisions.
And Minister Patrick O'Donovan now has said he wants a broader review of other projects carried out by the Arts Council too. Do you think that's important to do?
I think it's very important, but I also think it's very worrying. And this is the point where, you know, really at this stage, members of the general public are getting a shiver down their spine and a sense of unease because, you know, this is yet again another review of governance and culture in another state body where, unfortunately, it's quite possible that there will be other issues unearthed because this would seem to be the system of internal control that is at issue here. And when you have systemic governance issues like that, inevitably there tends to be other expenditure failures.
Okay, well, worth mentioning that the Arts Council says it acknowledges the significant expenditure on the project and the associated write-off of the expenditure of 5.3 million. They say we greatly regret that this ambitious and complex project was not completed. We take our role as custodian of public money very seriously, and for that reason we're engaging with our contractors with a view to seeking legal redress. That's according to the council. So Orla, the minister said he hopes to have the terms of reference for the review within 2 weeks to bring to government. Does government need to act very quickly here to restore public confidence and the confidence of the artists themselves? We're going to hear from some of them in a moment. So how important is speed?
It's vitally important. Stakeholder confidence and trust in the Arts Council is crucial. I think everyone appreciates and knows the vital work that the Arts Council does. And in fact, you know, there's been a recognition that they need more funding to support the work of those artists. And I think if the answers aren't received in the next couple of weeks, there is going to be a lot of, a lack of trust amongst the public.
All right. Well, let's hear from some of those artists now. Orla, thank you very much for your time. Orla Lenehan there. I'm joined by Joe Mangan, who's director of the Performance Corporation. Joe, you're very welcome to the programme. I mean, this IT system that we've just been talking about, it was supposed to help process funding applications and grants. Was a new system needed? I mean, you're somebody who applies for those grants, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there would have been an expectation of an upgrade of the system that was in place because it's very unwieldy. You can't even access things after you upload them. Once the shutters come down. It's a system we've been dealing with, I think, for probably about 15 years. But I think that the reality is that, like many government agencies, famously the HSE, still dealing in paper and DOS systems, all departments and agencies are exposed at the moment to, you know, the opportunities and threats of AI alongside cybersecurity risks and, in the specific case of the Arts Council, just usability for clients. So, yes, I would say it certainly needed upgrading, and I'm glad to hear that they have gotten something in place that is going to be functional for us in the future. I think, you know, my understanding is that money was ring-fenced for the project and mainly made up from capital funds, thankfully, rather than ongoing Arts Council funding. So our hope, certainly in the sector, is that it doesn't affect Arts Council clients this year.
Right, because it's a separate stream of money.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, the demands for funds to the Arts Council is still 250% of what's made available in the budget allocation. And my worry, and I'm sure a lot of my sectoral colleagues worry, is that this becomes a stick to beat the sector with. And, you know, there's tens of thousands of us working in the sector. 83% of the population engages with Arts Council funded events. And my understanding is that about 90% of the funding that actually goes to the Arts Council ultimately ends up with arts organisations and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know,
Joe, there's an irony here, though, isn't there? Because if you're applying for a grant from the Arts Council, you have to be extremely careful. I mean, this is line by line spending that you would need to detail, and you have to cross every T and dot every I.
Totally. I mean, you know, we're incredibly assiduous. If you want to track each penny that happens to be spent in our sector, come to an arts organisation. Every single penny is signed off by an accountant before we receive our grants. That's something that was put in place, I think, about 10 years ago. So, you know, I'm so disturbed that the opportunism and substandard work of contractors from outside our sector, who command really significant fees for their work, unlike us, is going to be potentially the cause of a downturn in a really, really important sector to the country.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to wait for the outcome of the external review into all of this. But we know that the Arts Council have said that they're going to attempt to get redress from the contractors involved. Maria Fleming is CEO of First Fortnight, Ireland's Mental Health Arts Festival, and chair of the NCFA. That's the National Campaign for the Arts. Maria, thank you for being with us this morning. What sense are you getting from your colleagues in the sector about the amount of funding that was spent on this system that never happened?
Yeah, so we've been talking to my colleagues in the NCFA and our membership here, and obviously there's huge disappointment and recognition that a lot of mistakes have clearly been made, and we're welcoming the word from both the Minister and the Arts Council that an investigation will happen into this, and we look forward to hearing more, and particularly in relation to the legal redress. But it definitely is worrying for a sector. Like, we're working in a sector that operates in a level of financial precarity all the time. You know, recent research around the basic income for arts shows that the general population have an enforced deprivation rate of 17.3%, but in the artistic community that goes up to 54%. So we operate in an area where we're looking at financial precarity. A lot of artists and arts organizations are working in an area where they have, you know, a scarcity mentality from historical underfunding for years. And we've seen brilliant progress in the last number of years in increased funding for the arts, and we want to see that continue. And in our pre-election hustings, the NCFA saw seven political parties state that they were in support of basic income for artists, mm-hmm. which has come out in the last number of years and which we desperately need. So similar to what my colleague Joe was saying there, we really don't want to see a distraction away from the fantastic professionalisation of the sector that we've seen in the last number of years. You know, we all see the vibrant sector we have. We punch above our weight compared to other countries, you know, when it comes to Oscars, Grammys, Tony Awards. We see that, and we want this vibrant sector not to be impacted by something that is very clearly an error, a mistake. Issues have happened. There are questions to be answered, but we don't want to distract from the vital work of improving and supporting our arts sector. And we still do have trust in the Arts Council.
Okay, Maria, thank you very much for being with us. Maria Fleming there from First Fortnight. Coming up next, our reporter Maura Fay meets the perpetrators of domestic abuse who are trying to change their behaviour. Plus, we'll hear how some airlines are making more money from selling extras like priority boarding than they are from the actual ticket itself.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.